This is the show, Doctor. This is the show, Doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The show, Doctor, can you help me, is a science show. It's basically pure science, but of all areas of life. So I'd like the information for to hear on this show because it will improve your life. It will give you a better way of existing. It will give you information how to stay healthy, how to lose weight, how to stop smoking, how to get rid of drugs if you have that kind of problem, and how to become a multimillionaire if you think you don't have enough financial means. Of course, becoming a millionaire takes time, but you can do that. You can start from $50 a month, or you can start with $500 or $5,000 a month, or whatever your income is. But you have to start today. How do you become a millionaire? You start saving. Open an account in a bank. There you put the monthly or weekly, depending how often you get paid, certain amount of your money, and don't spend that. And always put there and let it be there. And then when you have accumulated something, you can contact us. Our contact information is on our website. Or you can contact a reliable counselor how to invest and how to have your life changed in a financial manner. However, in life there are many aspects that are important. So in this show we handle everything that is relating to good life, happy life, long life, successful life in every aspect. The best way to handle this material, what we give you, is to study our website from the beginning to the end, and that would take at least 10 years. Yes, but that means that it is not boring because all the information is our website. Our website is huge, huge, huge. Sometimes it has problems because the web provider messes up, and sometimes they don't fix it immediately. Sometimes something is upside down. Sometimes it's something disappearing and it comes back when it's requested, and all kinds of things. That's life. But the website is very huge and very beneficial, and is a leading website in these areas in the world. But I still say it has everything anybody needs to know. This is a family show also. The web provider is Weebly, and the website is www.staf1.org.weebly.com. Weebly is W-E-E-B-L-Y. And the web provider. And the STAF is abbreviation from Save the American Family. Now, we have listeners around the world. This is not only about American family. This is about your family, no matter where you live. It's for every family in the world. Start with your family, whether you have children or not. And if you have children, have all your children involved. A family meeting, maybe 1 hour long or 2 hours long. Up to you how you're going to decide that. Once a week. And there you handle certain material from our website, what you have decided 1 week before, that you all read. And those people who cannot, those children who cannot read yet, they will then just listen and be there. I have the babies also in the meeting that they learn to be involved. Start from the tab where we handle family issues. You'll see it's clearly there what family issues are. Everything about family is there. Restore any marriage, for instance. And then listen to this show with your whole family. This show gives you credit, educational, college, university, and continuing education credits. And they are free. You have to prove that you have listened to by taking a test, but it's available. And it's a good benefit also. We handle everything in life. Today, we don't only handle everything. Today, we have a topic about things that most people don't know, but it's important to know about the breathing system, about our lungs, and this is really important information. Cleansing the lungs can completely restore damaged airways. Cleansing, and meaning make them clean, the lungs can completely restore damaged airways. Now, this is really, really important. Even you might think that you don't have any lung problems now, but you can have prevention information here. Now, the world is getting more polluted, more difficult to breathe, and all kinds of problems. So we need to know this information. We need to know this information, all we need to know. Especially if you live in a city or town close to the traffic, you need to know this information. So these things, these difficulties are happening now. Our lungs are getting worse. And yet it's the lungs, to many scientists, are, in their opinion, the most important organs in our body. Why? You will learn today. Around the world, hundreds of millions of people suffer from chronic respiratory diseases. Chronic respiratory diseases. By 2030, the World Health Organization predicts that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD abbreviated, the material, by the way, is in our website, in the tab, radio and TV shows, and you can find it there also by following later on for your family meetings purposes. But have the listen, have you also the children listen to this show, make in such a way that they can do that. So repeating, by 2030, the World Health Organization predicts that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, will be the third leading cause of death. Other less common but also serious chronic respiratory conditions include bronchiectasis and pulmonary fibrosis. Don't worry about those strange names, and you see them in our website text. COPD. Chronic pulmonary disease is not one disease, but an umbrella term for chronic lung conditions, including bronchitis and emphysema. Well, if you don't know what bronchitis is and emphysema is, look at follow the text in the website, our website, and look it up in the Google search. We have not put this text there yet, but most likely there will be also a link to all these terms. Now, the umbrella term COPD is an umbrella term for chronic lung conditions, including bronchitis and emphysema, in which the respiratory tract becomes blocked. Along with the reduced airflow, the lungs may fill with phlegm, phlegm, killing the tiny alveoli sacs, alveoli sacs, where oxygen and carbon dioxide meet our blood, thereby inducing a loss of lung infarction. Similar to asthma, COPD symptoms include a chronic coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, generation of phlegm. Phlegm is phlegm. And the accumulation of various substances that narrow the airways make breathing difficult and generate problems. And they degrade pulmonary function, eventually leading to death. Bronchiectasis is a condition in which the airways distend and become unable to contract due to the destruction of muscle and the walls of the bronchial tubes. This causes difficulty discharging phlegm, which accumulates in the bronchial tubes, often leading to infection. Symptoms include coughing, the generation of pus-like phlegm that has a foul odor, vomiting blood, fatigue, a reduction in body weight, weakness, fevers, and apathy. I say it again. Do not think that it might not happen to you. This is more and more common because of the pollution in the world, especially if you live in a city. Pulmonary fibrosis is a condition in which tissue deep in lungs becomes scarred, thick and stiff, making it hard to for the sufferers to catch their breath. Other symptoms include a dry, hacking cough that doesn't get better, fatigue, unexplained weight loss, muscle and joint aches, and something called clubbing, a condition in which the tips of a person's fingers or toes become wider and rounder. And this all is happening in a wider and wider and widening scale in this world and more people. All this what I'm saying, even though it might sound so strange to you, these terms, they're happening to you also. They're happening to everybody because the world is getting dirtier, and especially if you live in a city. If you live in a countryside, you have better options. I didn't finish yet this topic, far from that. But what I'm saying, if you live in a city, have at least once a week an outing to go, whether it's winter, whether it's spring, summer, or autumn time. Go and have a family picnic in the pure nature. That will help alone. But many other things must be done to prevent these problems. But we cannot even prevent them if you live in a garbage, if the airway in a big city is so bad that people are going to get this. For instance, China has big problems. A lot of people are dying there, more than anywhere else. They have unbelievable pollution. And any big city, including New York, including any other big city, Los Angeles, in any other big city in the world, Bombay, any Paris, whatever you name, has more and more problems. So these things are more common, and they're coming more common. Please take this information, apply the information. I didn't finish yet. Chronic respiratory diseases may manifest around 20 years earlier in those who have suffered tuberculosis or tuberculosis. When tuberculosis infection causes inflammation and tissues that line the lungs and chest cavity. It can cause issues even if the infection was so minor that a person was not aware they had it. It also manifests earlier in those with frequent bouts of pneumonia and with a long-term smoking habit. Now, it's not a new knowledge that smoking kills. So does vaping. What sense does it make to suck poisons into your lungs, like cigarettes, smoking, tobacco in any form, or now the vaping? Common sense should say to anybody, that's crazy, that will lead to sickness. That cannot be avoided. Sooner or later, everybody will get the sickness, sooner or later. Some earlier, some later. But it will happen to anybody, including vaping, meaning using these electronic cigarettes. Our organization is a science organization, and this show is a science show. As I mentioned, you will get continuing education and university and college credits by listening to this show. So you have a benefit by listening to this show if you need those credits. They are free, but you have to take a test and prove that you have listened. People who have history of wheezing when breathing and those frequently exposed to an environment with a lot of dust or chemical substances need to take particular precautions to prevent chronic respiratory diseases. And actually, I say, this applies, this statement, to everyone who lives in a city today in this world, no matter where that city is or town. That's a fact. So have a family meeting once a week at least to go to a nature, if you can find a pure nature still. Such as you will face severe danger if you fail to realize that increasing winds are a sign of an oncoming hurricane. So too will you face danger if you fail to realize the symptoms of chronic respiratory diseases early on and consider them merely symptoms overcome on cold. Did you hear that? Of course you heard that. Listen to that part again. You can repeat. You can turn back towards this show text. Some signs, or as I mentioned, this text is going to be in the website, our website. Some signs to watch out for are difficulties breathing, a feeling of frailty, and various complications that cause sudden aggravation or other bodily conditions. Moreover, these symptoms can restrict movement, and lack of exercise in turn frequently induces depression, sleeping disorders, cardiovascular diseases, and osteoporosis. Now, sleep at least 7 to 8 hours. If you don't, you're making a mistake. In sleep, the brain cleans itself. It throws the garbage out, among other things. Now, the noise in a big city is a problem to sleeper. Put earplugs in your, not hearing the noise. Just block the ears. That's all you can do. And don't have lights on, because that affects also your REM sleep. REM sleep means rapid eye movements. And during that REM sleep, dreams happen, but that still goes, it's a deep sleep, and it's important for cleaning your body. In sleep, your body cleans itself. It literally wipes out, more liquid comes to your brains, and they, in your sleep, they wipes out the toxins. If you don't sleep long enough, and the REM sleep, if something is disturbing, they are happening several times a night, and they are about 90 minutes long. If those REM sleeps are disturbed with noise outside or light or something, the effects are not there. And you get sick because the toxins are not leaving the body. Sickness is always based on toxins in the body. And that leads to inflammation first, and then it leads to more serious problems. And now when we breathe, we suck every breath toxins inside us. How to keep the lungs clean? This article, what I'm giving you today, is really important advice, so listen to this and apply the information. Dust and lung damage. If you live to age 70, and people are living longer and longer, and 70 is now like the old 100, like the past 100. Correction. 70 means that it's like past 50. We live longer and longer and longer and longer. Of course, that means also we have a chance of getting sicker and sicker and sicker, even though we might live in a correct manner, because the world is more pollution. Earth has more pollution. If you live to 70, you will have taken approximately 700 million breaths. I took the number 70 here because that would mean about a similar number 700. So if you live to age 70, you will have taken approximately 700 million breaths. Every time you breathe, dust particles enter your lungs. And the total quantity of dust you breathe in throughout your life is equivalent to a full truckload. Now I repeat, every time you breathe, dust particles enter your lungs. And the total quantity of dust you breathe in throughout your life is equivalent to a full truckload. However, you also exhale 700 million times in your life. I'm talking about 70. If you live longer, and mostly people do live longer, you of course are breathing more and more. But anyway, however, you also exhale 700 million times in your life by the age 70, and discharge approximately 99.999%, almost 100%. Notice, 99.999% of the foreign substances that they inhaled, which generally keeps the lungs clean. That's how it works. This is not all. Sounds like all goes out. That's not all. 0.1% of that stuff stays in the lungs. And if you are not sleeping enough, and if you are not walking enough, you have to at least 20 to 25,000 steps a day. 20 to 20,000 steps a day. Walk everywhere. Walk up the stairs. Walk everywhere. If you cannot walk, if you have problems, you have to talk to your doctor, exercise doctor, maybe specialize in exercises, and then start doing something else that you can have. What exercise does, it moves the stuff around in your body away and pushes it out. that is based on the movement. The system that throws out the garbage in your body is not, doesn't have a pump like a heart has a pump. A heart is a pump for the circulation. But that's the immune system. That's the immune system where everything, and when it comes a sickness, a possibility comes, the bacteria enters, virus enters, the immune system kills them if it's working properly. But it has no pump. So you have to, with your own movements, physical movements, make the pump happening, pumping happening. So you walk, it happens. So you run, it happens. But you have to run in a very careful manner that you don't break your limbs or other problems. You cannot run on the hard city street. You have to go to a softer surface. Why many people run on this city streets and in the garbage by cars in the air? These are important things. So here now, this it's not over. If this cuts off before we over, we continue next time for the same material, because this is important material. So if you live by the 70, you have you also exhale. You take 700 million breaths, but you also exhale 700 million times in your life, and discharge approximately 99.999% of the foreign substances that they inhaled, which generally keeps the lungs clean. But, as I said, that's not the all. None of this, a minute amount of dust remains in the lungs. And those who have had tuberculosis or tuberculosis, tuberculosis, or who has smoked for more than 40 years, for instance, they have more problems, of course, in this material. This problem because the smoking kills your healthy operations for your system and brains and everything. Everything goes wrong when you smoke or use drugs. So that will end up discharging only 99.99% of the foreign substances that enter their lungs or your lungs. Although this is only difference of 0.001%, the difference in the total quantity for foreign substances in the lungs after having taken 700 million breaths throughout your life is quite substantial. Thus, by the age 85, almost everyone's lungs will be damaged, more or less. This is because the accumulation of harmful foreign substances will incrementally kill the cells lining and the alveoli pneumocytes. And thus, those who have suffered tuberculosis may experience damage to the lungs several decades earlier than those who have not. Or, if you are a smoker, you have less chances getting healed. So, chronic respiratory diseases may and will manifest around 20 years earlier in those who have suffered tuberculosis or who have been smokers. What sense does it make to smoke? Stop it now. Start stopping. I was a smoker. I stopped. I had no withdrawal symptoms. There are no withdrawal symptoms physical, no matter what the tobacco industry will tell you. There are psychological and belief system problems. You can stop it. Healthy tonsils ward off respiratory disease. And yet, healthy tonsils, T-O-N-S-I-L-S, ward off respiratory disease. That's number one thing. But what you do when many times a child or a human being has problems in their throat, many doctors still take the tonsils out. That's crazy. That's insane. That's like a murder. Western medicine reflex to pulmonary emphysema, meaning weakening of the air sacs in the lungs as a bronchiectasis, and pulmonary fibrosis as permanent lesions, meaning that it is not possible to restore the lungs to their original state. However, our bodies have a weapon that even these conditions cannot overpower. This weapon is the tonsils. But if your tonsils are taken away, sorry, sue the doctor. What does it help? You're still in problems. They shouldn't take the tortoise away. Never. If you have young children, don't let them take the tortoise away. If the tortoise are healthy and produce powerful lymphocytes, that means a kind of immune cell, nurture the ability of the body to eradicate the harmful germs and viruses. Listen to that part again. See the text in our website. Moreover, the immune system's ability to distinguish between autologous, meaning self, and heterogeneous foreign, immune foreign substances will be elevated, so it can easily ward off the conditions. Although the stages of birth, old age, sickness, and death in life are unavoidable for all of us, conditions of the respiratory system can be controlled to a certain extent with a U-turn to a healthier life. Stop smoking, pure nature. Start doing what this information gives you. This is life-saving, and this is very important. The root of chronic respiratory conditions often is the common cold. With conditions like rhinitis, R-H-I-N-I-T-I-S, and asthma causing progressive aggravation until severe pulmonary disease manifests. Thus, since the cause lies in the lungs, the solution also lies in the lungs. As a person gets older, the immune system deteriorates, and the lungs become damaged. However, as I mentioned already, if the lungs are cleaned roughly, the tonsils will become healthier. If the health, assuming you still have the tonsils, if you don't, sorry. If the health of the tonsils is maintained, healthy lymphocytes produced by them can heal lesions and regenerate damaged muscles and bronchitis tubes in the lungs. I repeat, if the health of the tonsils is maintained, healthy lymphocytes produced by the tonsils can heal lesions and regenerate damaged muscles and bronchial tubes in your lungs. So, it's all possible. And the modern Western medical science still says it can be not healed. So what is the solution then? You can find out. You can find out, and if you hear this probe, the whole material. You already found out much. Keep your system clean by moving around. Sleep enough. 7 hours plus. If you sleep less, you're going to be in trouble because the toxins stay in the body and they create sicknesses. They create always sicknesses. You have to have the toxins out from the body, and that happens in two ways. Sleeping enough, because the body cleans the brains in sleep, and specifically in REM sleep. It simply sends more liquid to the brains, and it's like a flushing. Flushes out the toxins. It don't happen if you don't sleep enough. You can, this way, sleeping enough, you can avoid all kinds of brain problems in the older age, and stay healthy. Get healthy. We all die sooner or later, but wouldn't it be nice to be healthy up to 100? It's all possible. And enjoy life, a long life, in a healthy life. By the way, when I learned, I had several doctorates, and then I learned these principles, then I learned the correct nutrition principles. I was before that always sick like everybody else. Fortunately, I learned this quite at young age. Not very young, but I was like 40, 45, 50. Something like that. But now, in the 20s, I was sick like everybody else. But nowadays, I haven't been sick in 35 years. If I get a little flu-type symptoms when somebody coughs on my mouth in the subway. It goes away basically in one day. And it's only on because I follow this information what I'm providing to everybody. Our organization has, and I have the lead author on that place, in that program, has created a healthy lifestyle program with what to eat, a nutritional program, and we will be releasing to that the whole nation, not yet. Let's see what happens politically. It's a huge, huge thing, because not only it's a correct nutrition, but it also is very low priced. You don't buy the food, you prepare it in the home kitchen. If you go to eat outside, you're always in risk. But I live in that new program that we created, and I am the leader of the program creation. I live 3 years, and my monthly food expenses, including glass of wine, was only $93 a month. Only $93 a month. So it's all new, but healthy, and even low priced. The fancy stuff is costing more, and is more dangerous to the health. The natural stuff, the more natural stuff you eat, the healthier you stay. And the less it's handled by human, the less it costs, the least you have their problems. That's why it can be solved. I didn't know it took. I have lived 3 years on that program, and I still live in that. In those 3 years, I put everything down what my expenses were for food. Only $93 a month. Only $93 a month. That comes $1.33 a day. I'm sorry, $3.33 a day. That is not much. And I got all nutrients in a healthy manner, in a natural manner, and stay healthy. Well, of course, I do something else also than just eat correctly. You have to walk. Running is not necessary. That can be even dangerous. Walking is the best exercise. Walk 25 to 30,000 steps a day. Use the pedometer. Let's go back to this material. As the person gets older, you and me, anybody, as we get older, the immune system deteriorates and the lungs become damaged more and more. However, if the lungs are cleaned and roughly, the tonsils will become healthier. If the health of the tonsils is maintained, healthy lymphocytes produced by them can heal lesions and regenerate damaged muscle and bronchial tubes. Normally, within about 6 months of starting, to fortify the lungs, blood vessels will begin to be restored. And after about 1 year, they can be completely restored. After about 2 years of continuous treatment, there will be not only the improvement in symptoms, but also the complete restoration of cells of the air sacs, pneumocytes, and the respiratory diseases will be cured. Now, I'm saying here, what does this mean? Treatments. Now, first of all, most of these things you can do at the home, but I just already explained. Read the text in the website and apply the information. I didn't finish yet. One time, a professor of computer engineering visited a leading specialist in the world, who is a doctor, C.O.U.K. That's from Asia, a doctor, but he's a specialist in these things. You'll see that in our website. Don't worry about what it is. One time, a computer engineer visited him to tell him that his bronchiectasis had been cured after 18 months of treatment to cleanse his lungs. This person, this doctor, gave the treatment to this person. He found disappointing that such an outstanding treatment method like this is not more widely known. The Western doctors say you cannot be helped. But look at this text in our website and you find the doctor's name who says, yes, it can be helped. And it has also places in the United States. Well, he's a representative of Korean medicine, and he calls him Korean Medicine Hospital. And you found more information about him at dyunkang.com. dyunkang.com. His email is also on the website. You could study his website even before you might have these problems, but sooner or later these problems, as you heard in this material, which I didn't finish yet, will come to any of us, to all of us. Now, the professor who was healed, as an example by this doctor, offered to help create a databank of treatment cases over the next 10 years by personally interviewing 100 bronchitis at these patients being treated with herbal medicine at his center. And this person who represents these new methods, or these Korean methods, they are not necessarily new. In fact, he has cured 10,000 patients, 10,000 pulmonary emphysema patients, and 10,000 pulmonary fibrosis patients by in the lungs, generating punctured lungs and restoring the good condition to harden the lungs using pulmonary cleansing therapy that he has created. Now, chronic pulmonary disease and other chronic respiratory diseases can be easily cured if the cause and the mechanism of manifestations are understood. In fact, curing the COPD will eliminate countless number of other diseases, which will enable us all to enjoy longevity and great health. Do not despair if you have COPD problems, this lung problem, because basically everybody has more or less and will have, because you have the means of overcoming it. Your biggest weapon lies in your throat, the tonsils, the king of the lymphatic system. Only when the tonsils become healthy, it is fundamentally possible to cure COPD. Now, this information, what you have heard now, in my opinion, is one of the most important information you need and everybody does need. I will end this show in a couple of minutes, but I still urge you to listen to this again and read that on our website. It's going to be there within 1 week. And you find it in radio TV shows towards the end. And if it's not there, it's going to be here on demand